Did it just get hot in here? She's a hot mess. A hot, hot mess podcast.
Hello, degenerates, and welcome back to yet another episode of a hot, hot mess podcast. My name is Haley, and as always, I am a hot fucking mess. I am not gonna lie, I have struggled mentally and physically all fucking week. Let me know if you guys have felt the same. It has been damn near impossible to even get out of bed. I just feel like my whole body is made of metal. If you can relate, let me know. If you follow me on our official A Hot Hot Mess podcast Instagram, you will know that this week's episode is going to be about, does size matter? And I've gotten a few people who have messaged me on our Instagram, a couple people who have emailed me giving me their opinion. I also, of course, have my own opinion. What else is new? So we're going to be talking about that. We're also going to be talking about my hot mess of a date this week. Yes, I had a date for the first time since Tim and I broke up in February. So it's been, almost a month now, actually. I haven't been on a date in a month. I am going to be talking about my hot mess of a date, what I learned through that, because I don't know what the fuck I'm doing. So I'm constantly growing and evolving. Also, I have to make a public apology. It was brought to my attention that I have offended a very special person in my life. My best friend called me a couple days ago after my last episode had aired and she listened to it, and she was highly offended that I said that no one actually likes to hype. So I am going to recant that statement. I am so sorry that I have offended you to your core. And also anyone else out there who genuinely likes to hike. I know that it was not a 100% accurate statement I made. And as we all know, I am nothing but accurate. I mean, I just have all of the facts, all of the time, and I fucked up. I am so sorry that I have offended you. All right. Now that we got that out of the way, I have got me here a little drinky drink. I've got a Truly. I think I mentioned this on another episode, my last episode. It's not sponsored or anything, but honestly, Truly fucking slaps. So let's go ahead and pop a top and get into this week's episode. First thing that I want to talk about this week is my hot mess moment of the week. As you guys know, I am not a life coach. I am not a fucking professional. I'm just a hot mess bitch who's on here to spew some shit. Hopefully we both learn from it. If you are also a hot mess, which let's be honest, we all are, you know that dating and everything else in life comes with experience. And hindsight is 20/20. So I want to tell you where I kind of fucked up, where I turned a blind eye, and I want to educate you guys on how you cannot be stupid like me. So I had met this person, let's call him Kevin. I had met Kevin on Bumble. We matched, we were talking for a few days. I normally talk to someone for about a week to 2 weeks before I meet in person. I think that the excuse of, oh, I'm not a good texter is kind of bullshit. And I don't mean that they don't respond right away. I don't think that that makes you a bad texter because you can respond to a text anytime you like. Now, granted, if you're going like 5 fucking days, then I've already lost interest. But it's all about convenience. So that's not really what I mean by, oh, I'm a bad texter when people say that. I mean, you're dry as shit. You don't start a conversation. You give me one word answers. I don't tolerate that. When I match with someone or I meet someone in public or whatever it is, however I meet someone and we start talking and they don't put any effort into getting to know me or having me get to know them or bringing up conversations or topics or anything like that, I lose interest so fucking fast because there's so many people out there. Why am I going to sit here and waste time on someone that now I'm bored with? I don't fucking think so. I normally take about a week or so if the conversation is really, really good. Like, I am captivated. I am interested. This person and I have great banter, which humor for me is like number one. If they have all of that going for them, I will meet with someone a little sooner, maybe like 3, 4 days or so. But on average, it's about a week that I'll talk to someone and then I'll meet with them. So Kevin and I had been talking for, I don't know, a few days, and he had asked to hang out. Here's where I fucked up. Because I've been dating during COVID, I am used to people just coming over to my place. This is also the first time that I've dated like an actual fucking adult. So when I first moved into my house in August, I really wasn't looking for anything serious, as we kind of talked about. I was mainly looking for friends with benefits. Then all that bullshit happened with my ex, and I realized very quickly that I wanted a partner. So I really have only been dating like an adult for a few months now. So it's a learning process, to say the least. Where I fucked up was I invited him over to my house. There was no effort on his part. He didn't really have to do anything because nothing was open for a majority of the time that I've been dating. I'm so used to either going to their place or them coming to mine. So it was just kind of a habit that I had had, and I shouldn't have done that. If someone is asking you out on a date, or if you are asking someone else out on a date, there should be effort involved. For example, Kevin had asked me to hang out. I should have then responded, "Sure, what would you like to do?" That gives him an opportunity to kind of plan something or find a spot where we can meet in public. There's some sort of effort. Then, if he had responded, "Well, do you just want to hang out at your place?" Then I could have responded, or I should have responded had it gotten to this, "Oh, I thought you wanted to go on a date." That still gives them the opportunity to, I guess, make things right, to put effort into something without shutting them down completely. So that is kind of my approach now. If I do get to the point of actually hanging out with someone in person and they ask me out, I will ask them what they want to do. And if they give me some bogus fucking answer, like, "Oh, come over to my place for drinks and pizza," that's great when I already know you, when we're comfortable with each other. But for some reason, with our generation, courting is out the fucking window. Like, trying to impress someone is gone. And I think it's great to be low maintenance, but you have to be really careful not to be so low maintenance that you put the expectation of you don't have to do anything. And I've been like that for a really long time. The standards were literally on the fucking ground when I was dating, and I didn't expect anyone or enforce anyone to put in fucking effort. I mean, Tim and I dated for about 2 months or so. Yeah, 2, 3 months-ish. We never went on a proper date. We always either hung out at each other's house, drank, and talked. Or watched TV shows. I mean, there was zero effort put into it. And when we did have cute date nights, it was because I did it. Just my little rant for now. Make sure that you're expecting someone to put in the effort. You should be courted, and that's whether you're a guy or a girl. They should be trying to impress you. They should be trying to get to know you. Anyway, going back onto my story because I love to go off on tangents. So that was my first mistake. I had just offered him to come over and hang out, have a couple drinks, and not put in any effort. So he comes over and the energy is okay. Like, we're having a good time. It's a little awkward when he first gets here because obviously we don't know each other. So he's sitting across from me. We're talking. The second red flag that I got was while we had been talking over Bumble, he had mentioned that he was emotionally intelligent when I had brought up the podcast. And I said that I talk about emotional intelligence, and it's something that I'm very passionate about, having spent years in therapy and working on myself. So he said, "Oh my gosh, I'm going to school to be a therapist. I know all about emotional intelligence." Wonderful. You get a gold fucking star. It's not very common to find people like that. So a red flag was when I had asked him about his attachment style, and he completely froze. He's like, "Oh, it's the worst one." And I didn't really know how to respond to that because the worst attachment style is all based on your perception. Like, I have an anxious attachment style, and I feel like that one's the worst because I lived through that. Whereas someone like my best friend has an avoidant attachment style, and she may think that that's the worst one because she has to live with that. So it really put me off that he had said that. But of course, hindsight is 20/20. I didn't really see that as it was happening. And I just kind of moved the conversation along and I explained attachment styles to him. So then we get on to this conversation. Everything is great. We actually had really great conversation and the energy was fucking awesome. He starts drinking and he asked me, am I staying the night? Which I do kind of appreciate because it did give me the option to say yes or no. So I let him know, hey, I don't move quickly when I'm dating, especially when I'm looking for something serious. If you would like to stay the night, you are more than welcome to either sleep on my couch or in the bed with me. This is also where I fucked up. I will get to that. I'm just telling you the story. I'm over here like explaining it, trying to justify. No, bitch, I fucked up. So moving on, I told him, you can either sleep on the couch or you can sleep in the bed with me. I just want to let you know that I don't hook up quickly. Here's like the second or third time that night that I had fucked up because one, he should have never been in my house in the first place, especially on the first date. I have a new rule now after this date, and I've learned a couple things. I am not inviting somebody back to my house before at least the third or fourth date. And I'm also not going to somebody else's house for at least the third or fourth date. It needs to be out somewhere. We need to be doing something. Even with COVID, there are things we can do. Obviously, that was lesson number one. He should have never been in my fucking house. Second, he should have never had the option to stay the fucking night. I don't know this person. I don't fucking know him. And I'm sure you're asking, Haley, what were you thinking? I don't know, bitch. I don't fucking know. You tell me. I don't know. I was like trying to be nice because as women, we have this people pleaser thing where, oh, we need to be nice to men because why? We're afraid they're gonna fucking kill us. I still had that people pleaser thing. So I gave him the option. You can sleep on the couch or you can sleep up in bed, but I'm just letting you know I'm not gonna sleep with you. First off, like he gives a shit. At that point, it no longer came to respecting my boundaries. It became a fucking challenge of if you could sleep with me or not. That's where his mind was because he did not come over to my house at 9 o'clock at night to fucking get to know each other. But he was too big of a pussy to tell me his actual intentions. Anyway, that's another place that I fucked up was he should have never had the option. I should have told him, no, you are going home tonight. He should have never been in my house in the first place. But you get what I'm saying. He should have never had that option. It ends up rolling around to about 12:30. We've had a couple of drinks, nothing crazy. We end up going upstairs and I run back downstairs because I have to wash my face. So when I'm done washing my face and I go upstairs, he is in my bed and nothing but his boxers, which is all right. It's not a big deal. But the first thing he says to me is, has anyone ever told you you're intimidating? And it kind of caught me off guard because I got a little defensive and I was like, I mean, not really, but yeah, why do you think I am intimidating? And he didn't have a clear-cut answer. He couldn't tell me like, oh, you are outspoken or you are authoritative, like that's why you're intimidating. No, he didn't have any answer for me. And that is also a lesser-known way of manipulation. Women are taught to not be authoritative, to not be intimidating. And by a guy telling you that you are intimidating, especially in the context, well, there was no fucking context. It was completely unprovoked for him to say that, but especially in the context that he said it was a form of manipulation. It's like a micro manipulation. Women are taught to not be assertive. We're told to not be authoritative. And so when a guy checks us on that, a lot of us will kind of recede and almost feel guilty. And that's a way to get us to be a little bit more submissive. Now, we don't do this intentionally. Of course, we're not like, oh my God, he thinks I'm intimidating. I need to sleep with him. Of course, our minds don't go there. But it's this weird thing that society has taught us to do is to be the wallflower, is to be easygoing. And so, by a guy saying that you are what society teaches you not to be, is a way to manipulate you. And in Kevin's case, it was a way to get in my pants, even though it had a complete fucking reverse effect on me. That's where I should have kicked him out and told him to fucking leave. But I didn't. Who knows why? We'll unpack that later. So we're laying there, we're talking, and he kisses me, which is fine. He asked permission. Awesome. And he then pulls away and he goes, "I'm really trying to not think with my penis." Cool, bro. Then don't. Then fucking don't. I was shocked that he said that. Oh, and this isn't even the worst part. Just wait, degenerates. It gets fucking better. But I was so annoyed. Like, look, I get it. I fucked up. He shouldn't have been in my house. He shouldn't have been in my bed. But homeboy knew he wasn't getting laid. And the fact that he continuously tried over and over and over was so fucking frustrating. So then we're laying there. And just to preface this story, I have a box from when I used to sell my used underwear online. I have a box with like my cam from when I was a cam girl, all my underwear, phone setups, things like that. Things that I used for this that I genuinely don't know what to do with since I retired sex work. And he saw it and asked me what it is. Because I'm a very open and honest person, I mean, I have a fucking podcast where I talked about having a dildo stuck in me. It doesn't really bother me to talk about it. I think almost everyone in my life, minus like some family members, but majority of my friends know about it. And people that I've dated in the past have known about it. So it wasn't that big of a deal. So he knew that I had been a sex worker. He knew that I was a cam girl. He knew all of these things, blah, blah, blah. So fast forward, we're laying in bed, we're talking, and out of nowhere, the energy gets like real weird. Like, really fucking stale. So I turn over to go to sleep. All of a sudden, about 5, 10 minutes of silence goes by, and all of a sudden, he says to me, "So, you being a cam girl, how is that you going slow?" Because I had told him that I go slow, like, I don't sleep with people on the first date, at least not now. So he says to me, "You being a cam girl, how is that you going slow?" And I was so flabbergasted and just like, I was shocked. Like, what do you mean? So I got upset and I asked him, "What the fuck are you talking about?" And he's like, "Well, you used to show your body, your naked ass body online, but then you say that you go slow." And if you are confused right now as to what that has to do with anything, same, sis. Fucking same. And I straight up was like, "That has nothing to do with who I am in a relationship." So the way I explained it to him was, that was a job. And most of the time I was acting because it paid my fucking bills. It had nothing to do with me being in a relationship because I was never in a relationship with one of my clients. So, yes, I'm allowed to be a sex worker and hold respect for myself and my body when someone is physically in my space. I'm allowed to set boundaries with someone who is physically here. I'm allowed to set boundaries with anyone fucking anywhere, it doesn't matter. But my job had nothing to do with who I was in a relationship or the boundaries that I have within a relationship. I said it, and I said to him, "That stupid ass comment just shows me your stance on sex workers. Like they are less than." I also said to him that it also showed me that your thought is that simply because I had shown my naked body or sold my used underwear or pictures or custom videos online to strangers, that I am not allowed to have enough respect for myself to set boundaries with you or anyone else for that matter. And I got really fucking upset. And at the end of me explaining all of this and being upset, I asked him, "What are you actually trying to say? Like, are you upset that I'm not having sex with you? Would you like me to just fuck you?" Because at that point, it has nothing to do with me not respecting myself and everything to do with me not respecting you. So if that's what you want, I mean, you came to the wrong fucking place. So why don't you tell me what's actually on your mind? And he goes, No, there's nothing on my mind. I was just curious." Okay, my dude. So we ended up falling asleep, which also another mistake. I should have told him to get the fuck out. We end up going to sleep. He wakes up the next day, hella early for work. It was only like a few hours later. He leaves and he texts me that day. And I vaguely remember the conversation, but we were kind of going back and, talking back and forth like normal, I guess, which is also another fucking no-no. Someone disrespected me and offended me. And once again, I didn't fucking stand up for myself like an idiot. The next day, we don't talk to each other at all. The following day, he asked me to hang out on Friday, this past Friday. I agreed because I wanted to give him another chance and I wanted to talk about that conversation. So Friday rolls around. We didn't have a set time. And he texts me first thing in the morning and says, "Hey, my dad is having a little party, whatever, for his promotion that he just got. I'm gonna come by later in the day." I said, "Okay, what time are you thinking?" And I never get a response. The dude fucking ghosted. And that is what I love to call the trash taking itself out. So obviously, I made a lot of mistakes within that. And because of that, I have made some new rules. We talked about the first rule being no one is to come to my house and I'm not going to theirs within the first 3 or 4 dates. The second rule is they are not allowed to sleep over at my house until at least the first month. And my fourth rule is I am not sleeping with anyone for at least the first 3 months. For a sex-crazed pervert like myself, that is going to be really hard, especially as that emotional connection and mental connection grow, because you just get more and more attracted to someone. But that's a standard that I have set for myself, and I am going to abide by that. I'm going to keep that standard because the old me before therapy, shit, even me a few months ago, would have just taken the decent conversation that Kevin and I had had and been like, "Oh yeah, he's a great guy. I'll go ahead and sleep with him night one." And then I slept with him and he's still gonna ghost. Those are why I made the rules. I'm not telling you that you have to. And if you have someone that ghosts you, I know it fucking sucks. It hurts your ego. And if you had been hanging out with someone for a while or talking to them for a while and then they ghosted you, that hurts on a completely different level, but you have to look at it like the trash is taking itself out. No decent person is going to ghost another person. Anyone who ghosts someone on purpose and with malicious intent is just a douchebag. There have been a couple of times where I've been in the middle of a conversation with someone, or they've asked me a question and I forgot to respond, and then a week goes by and I'm like, fuck, it's too late to respond now. I totally get that, but that's not what Kevin is doing. He thought he was going to come over, get laid, and then that would be that. Then he found out upon arrival that that wasn't going to happen and he lost interest. It was too much of a challenge for him, and that's fine. The trash is taking itself out. So just remember that the next time someone ghosts you. Also, let's get into the other topic that I want to talk about. There's not a whole lot to it. I mean, everyone who messaged me was pretty much in agreement, except for a couple people, and they were men. So let's talk about, does size matter? The two people that messaged me saying, yes, 100% size matters, like I said, were men. Let me clarify. They were straight men. I asked them, why do you feel that way? I mean, you've never been penetrated. I'm assuming, I don't know. I don't know your life. I don't really care if you have, but let's assume that you've never been penetrated. You don't have a vagina. So why would you think, not to negate what they're saying, but I just wanted to hear their side of the story or their point of view. Anyway, I asked them, why do you feel like size would matter to women? And they're like, oh, I've been told that size matters and this and that. And I said, okay, you are either attracting the wrong fucking women, or you're taking this idea that society has pushed on men that size matters, and somehow you're less of a man if you have a smaller peen, and you're projecting that on women. Most women that I know, and every single woman who messaged me on Instagram or emailed me, has the exact same opinion that I do. And here is the truth. Here is the true answer to, does size matter? The answer is yes. But not in the way that you think. Let's get into a little bit of the anatomy of things. And if things like this make you uncomfortable or squeamish, you might want to just skip ahead now. But I'm going to get into it a little bit more scientifically and use the actual anatomy. With the vagina, you have the actual vagina, which is the opening, and then you have the vaginal canal, which is where the penis goes when you have sex. If a woman has a shorter vaginal canal, because up there, that's when you start to get to the things like the uterus and the cervix and all that good stuff. If a woman has a shorter vaginal canal and she's with someone with a really lengthy or long penis, he's going to start hitting things like her cervix, like her uterus. And just in case you don't know, that's fucking painful. The same goes with, I guess, the tightness. Some women have a naturally tighter vaginal canal, so they don't really want or need someone who has a lot of girth because it can start to hurt. So it's not a matter of every woman wants a guy with a 12-inch dick. Absolutely not. I've been with someone who had like a 12 or 13-inch dick, and it was horrible. We could barely have sex. It was fucking awful. It hurt all every time we had sex, it fucking hurt, and I hated it. So it's not so much that bigger is better. It's a matter of finding someone who fits with you. If you are on the smaller size, around 5, 4 inches, it's a matter of finding a woman who is satisfied with that. Also, if a girl tells you she is satisfied, just trust her. Stop tearing yourself down. That is the worst fucking thing. That does not make us want to have sex with you. I understand that everyone has issues with their body. I do. I totally get it. But if you're on the smaller size and we're telling you that we're happy with it, that we're satisfied, take it for what it is. We're telling you the truth. But the answer to does size matter is kind of yes and no. Yes, because everyone has a preference and you may fit really well for some people and not well at all for other people, and that's totally fine. But also no, because the G spot's only about 2 inches in the vagina and most women can't come through penetration alone. So as long as you're making it fun and you're doing things that she really likes and you really like and you're communicating about how to improve on certain things and you're doing that, then no. Size doesn't matter. All right, everyone, that is going to be the end of this episode. I hope you guys really enjoyed my hot mess moment of the week. I learned a lot just by fucking up. So now that I've gone through it, now you don't have to. That's kind of the whole point. I'm absolutely exhausted, so I'm going to get off of here. If you are not following me on the official A Hot Hot Mess podcast Instagram, what the hell are you doing? I talk about it every week. Head on over there, make sure you follow me, stay up to date with topics. I also ask your guys' opinions, so you can message me on there. And that is once again A underscore hot underscore hot mess underscore podcast. Thank you guys so much for tuning in every week. I really appreciate the love and support. I'm sure I'll have another crazy story or some way that I fucked up next week, but until then, I will see you next Tuesday. Bye, bitches.